Well, you can hear from the roar of the crowd. He's still got his full uniform on. The captain of the Saskatoon Blades, Ben Saunderson, has arrived to chat, and I am very thankful, and so are the fans, very thankful that you have made your way up here to chat. Just give me a sense of what the feeling is right now for you as it's all unfortunately coming to an end.
Yeah, didn't want to cry, but...
I'm usually good at that. I make my wife cry a lot, trust me.
That was my main mission going into tonight. If it didn't go the right way, I didn't want to cry. But obviously, emotions got the best of me. But flies by. I don't even know really what to say right now. Super proud of the group this year. A lot of people had us ruled out this year. And for all our whole team to take tremendous steps this year is super cool. And hopefully I left some sort of mark on these guys with our values. And future is bright for this hockey team.
That's understatement right there. I can assure you that that's been the case. Super proud of the group tonight because you battled them. I mean, that was basically a war out there tonight, more so than any of the three previous games in this series.
For sure. I think... hey, thank you. You guys are awesome. Thank you. What's up, Ram? I think every single game we've got a lot better, and that was what we wanted to do all year. So to take steps, obviously we didn't get the results we wanted, but I thought there were steps every game, and I think that's good lessons. There was a lot of lessons for our young guys to learn going into the next couple of years. I'm sure they'll be in some deep playoff runs the next couple of years, for them to learn those lessons now is huge.
Meet a guy who was a 20-year-old with this team 17 years ago in John Flatters and has some experience with what's going on when you finally have your career come to an end. Go ahead and ask.
Well, I was going to say, Ben, I was not fortunate to play for the same team for 5 years, and I guess that's a pretty fortunate thing. But over the course of a five-year career, I mean, I'm looking here, 259 games, 87 points, plus 57, pretty nice. Can you put it all into a sentence or two, the experience of being a junior hockey player?
A sentence or two? There's a lot.
Tall task.
Honestly, I think so grateful to be here for 5 years. It's the second home to me. First-class organization, fans, unbelievable. Thank you, guys. Last 5 years have been amazing. Just super grateful to be able to play out junior hockey. They always say the best time of your life goes by so fast you don't realize it till you're sitting here and saying it's over.
The other side of that is, and it's the most amazing part about junior hockey, is the billet scenario, the situation, and the care and the support that comes from a billet family. I had four, and I was lucky. All of them, everywhere I went, were great. Having one billet for the whole career, is that something that you're going to remember?
I was bounced around a little bit.
Oh, you were one of those guys.
All my
okay.
billets, all my billets, unbelievable, welcoming me with open arms. It's huge. Saskatoon's unbelievable. There's a wait list for billets. It's unbelievable. It's hard. Moving away at 16 years old. So for families to welcome us is huge.
Talk to me about the first year that you played in this league. Go back. It was in the bubble in Regina. I mean, that was certainly not a typical WHL season. I know myself, I had to stay in an apartment building downtown Regina, which was no fun, let me tell you. And you guys were in the dorms at the U of R. I mean, you have to think to yourself, is this really what major junior hockey is all about? But it was exceptional circumstances, of course.
For sure, yeah. We're super grateful to be able to play. 16-year-old me in the bubble wasn't so happy, and I couldn't go outside. But looking back on it, super grateful to be able to play. And it was honestly really fun. Living with four guys in a room, and you see everyone else around the rink. It was pretty cool to look back on. A little tough during the time. You're kind of trapped inside, as was everyone, but we were lucky enough to play hockey, so it's pretty cool.
Who were the other guys in your room?
Merrick Scheider, Spencer Chagrou, and Sammy May.
That would have been fun.
It was something.
The last one. You're moving forward. Quinnipiac University is next on the line for you. You've gotten the opportunity to play down south in the NCAA with the change of the rules. What kind of a student are you?
Mom? What do you think? I'd say a good student.
Good student?
I think
what
so.
Are you going to take?
I think business undecided for the first year.
That's see, probably see about right me. For you, I would say.
Yep,
looking forward
me.
To it. When, yeah. When's all that happen now? Do you get a little chance to decompress now?
Yeah, a little bit. There's still some stuff in the works. There's lots of stuff that goes into it to get down there that I kind of put aside during playoffs. So I'll get that done and look into starting school and getting down there, do some training, seeing it. And, yeah, super excited.
Let me let you go. Get
appreciate
back to your
it.
Teammates. Thank you so
thank
much,
you
Ben, for everything.
Okay. Thank you.
Ben Sanderson, the captain of the Saskatoon Blades.